You know, now that you said that, Brandon, by the way, we are officially doing a podcast here. This is the man himself, Brandon Dawson. I always say this about you, Brandon. This is like one thing that you're going to know about me. I'm not a bullshitter, right? Like I am as transparent as they come. This is the way it is. I say how it is. So I'm not going to try to toot your horn. I'll tell you something that I said publicly to many people. In my opinion, you are, I would say, the smartest person I've ever met. And I know a lot of people, okay? So not doing that because I'm trying to or impress or something, but you got a superpower, man, that very few people in this world have. Like your ability to give value in the business game, your ability to understand the weaknesses and the strengths and the opportunity, I would say, that's in front of you. It's helped me a lot. Like ever since I started listening to you way back when, I don't know, first ever conference that I saw you speak at was it the year after Miami? Was it 2 years after?
Yeah, it would have been my first speaking conference, GrowthCon, was GrowthCon 2020, right before COVID.
Because
I went to the Miami conference, which was in 2019.
Yeah, so that was a moment that I was like, wow, this guy is smart. I'm a smart guy too, but you take it to a whole different level, right? Like, so I wanted that proximity. So I actually got close to you. My story of proximity to you is very real to you because what I did, first of all, I bought into your program. I invested in Cardone Ventures, which was a very sophisticated program itself, very intelligent process and journey to put a business through to help it understand all these opportunities and whatever they're missing out on, right? So I went for that program. I wanted to get in proximity to you, not because I wanted something from you. There's a lot of vampires out there, Brandon, and you are in the world that people want to get close to you because they want something from you. It happens a lot. It's unreal to me because I don't really ever want something from people. Like, it comes back to me inevitably after I give first a lot. I give a lot of value and it comes back to me. I did that to you. I actually got in, maybe we, 2021.
Yeah, you told me, you actually came up to me and you said, hey man, everything you're helping me with my business with, I just want to repay it. Money's one thing, but I want to repay it to you by helping you get your social brand launched because I noticed that you really don't have a presence. And I was like, okay. And you said, for the next 6 months, I'll just do it for you because I know you don't even understand what it looks like, right? I'm like, okay, cool. And I told my team, just give him whatever he wants. And then all of a sudden, you know, fast forward 3 years later, I'm at 175,000 YouTube followers. Natalie just went over 100,000 because of you. So between the two of us, we've got 275,000 people that would have never known us.
That's right.
And at some point I was so blown away. I'm like, hey dude, I want to become your client. Like, what do I need to do to actually do more? And I think a lot of business owners don't think about investing in relationships. They want, like, I want to sell you something versus what you did is you're like, I'll give. And you were spending a lot of money with me. I was helping engineer your business. And you were like, yeah, besides that, I just want to take care of you. And so I think that was a good principle. But what it did is it built our personal relationship.
That's right.
Before we were business relationship.
I just knew, I also knew, Brandon, that your superpower to show people how to build a business, how to scale a business, how to succeed in the whole leadership of a business was so unique that my instinct was, this is gonna be easy. Brandon is gonna make my life easy because he has the content. The value is there. I just gotta put it out there and do my thing and it's gonna start taking off, and it did. And now you got 175,000 subscribers, but you get millions of people watching your content every month. You get millions of views, right? So to take that concept right now and multiply it and put you into some bunch of other countries, that's an exciting project. Mm-hmm. Then it's gonna be a lot of fun to see grow. You've grown pretty fast. It's like 2,000 subscribers in 18 months from 2,000 to now, you maybe get 2,000 a week right now or like a few days and 175,000 subscribers. So it's been great to watch that growth and great to watch the engagement people are saying, the impact that you're having on lives. Which, by the way, Brandon, the rules of the social media game, you're gonna help everybody. You impact a lot of people. And all you gotta do to scale a business is get a little fraction of that to buy into whatever you're offering, products and services. So if you have gotten a few clients from that, mm-hmm. that pays for itself.
Of course.
Same thing with Natural Slim. Like we are reaching, you got to get a little tour of my office right before the podcast. 220 million accounts reached every month. If I was selling products to every single one of those, like I'll be selling $1 gazillion, billion. I just need to sell to a fraction of that. So my social media game is like, I want to reach millions. So a small little fraction of that buys my products and services, and the rest of them still get value, still get help. But I keep on creating the journey for them to eventually come in and give us some of their hard-earned dollars so I can help them.
Yeah, well, you know, what you're doing for people, changing their lives through learning how to eat, putting the right things in their body, getting the right results, it's a great recipe. I love the health space. As you know, we launched a new format 2.5 years ago called 10X Health. And it's very in alignment with what you're doing. I'm very excited about that business because I've personally experienced the impact of it, but I've watched tens of thousands of people now. And so when you get behind something you really love and you love the impact that it creates and you see how many people could be customers, I'm certain for you, you run into people all the time and they're like, I was 50 pounds heavier or 100 pounds heavier and you guys changed my life and here's the pictures before and here's where I'm at now. It sure feels good to be in a business.
Yeah.
Just like our business consulting business where we help business owners grow scale and create massive value. It feels good to be in a business that impacts real people every day and changes their lives.
Absolutely.
And you're doing that for me on the social front because I had no idea how to create a presence, right?
Yeah.
And it isn't just running my YouTube or my other social channels. I mean, you're the ones that you guys format my videos and you figure out what's the right thing to put out there and what things to edit or cut or how to do shorts and do it fast so it looks amazing. And you deploy the strategy that
right.
you guys have created that you're doing for your own business. So again, I keep going back to, why would anybody want to work with an agency that doesn't actually own a business? Like the agency's business is selling stuff to clients.
Right.
Versus the agency exists to support the growth of their own business and their own business is blowing up and now you just draft behind what they're doing for themselves. And that's what I see with the agency business. And then when you see somebody's personal company blowing up, like your business is, it gives you confidence to lean more into the same agency you're using for your business.
Right.
I think that's one of your biggest value propositions is when I look around at most agencies, they're just selling stuff to clients. But you're actually created this to support you creating a $1 billion company.
That was the idea. I created a machine so I can put my own brands through it, learn what's working and what's not working, and then export that to other businesses. That's what I want to do with you.
Yeah.
I want to help all these businesses.
We will do it.
And we can build teams of like thousands of people. Like we know we have an opportunity right now, Brandon, of like, you know, the people in Mexico, bilingual, the people in the Philippines, great English, great communication skills. Like I know how to expand those teams internationally quite well. All I need is to get more demand and more people that are interested and off we go. And we can deliver this at a high level.
Yeah, we've been trying to set up a global support company. We've taken a couple runs at it, but what we've been missing is a partner who can actually run it for us because we're busy doing the day-to-day stuff that we're doing here with business owners. You know, let's talk a little bit about if you're a business owner and you're sitting here struggling, you may be a $1 million business, you don't have a CRM, you basically have local market promotion stuff and flyers and maybe a website, but nothing really strategically. What guidance or advice would you give for that $1 million business owner to start finding clients online?
So they need to be established on social media. That is one thing that surprisingly, Brandon, people are not getting themselves established still. Like all these businesses that are local stores that have valuable products and services, they don't know how to use the platform really well. Still today, the cost to advertise on platforms like Facebook and Instagram is incredibly cheap. You probably saw the explosion of the Facebook, the Meta stock recently. Advertisers are right now like, we're splurging on it. The Natural Slim brand, for example, we spend $500,000 a month on advertising. Wow. We get a 7X ROI on it, and it's kicking some ass. The CPMs, the cost per thousand, is like $2-$3, sometimes $5 to Americans in this particular great country we live in. So it's very, very affordable. So somebody that it's like, you give me an example of a type of business, and I'll tell you what I would do. What type of business?
Let's say I'm a local HVAC company.
Local HVAC, lead generation, offering free HVAC inspection to find out how their systems are operating, potentially figuring out what is the some of the issues that HVACs present consistently.
But less to do with the offer, more to do with the structural aspect. Like what should I be promoting on? How should I be promoting? And what do I build to reinforce? Even if I'm doing mailers, a lot of people will send out mailers saying, hey, we're an HVAC company, and you'll get it in the mail and you open it. There's no QR code. It's not directing you to a video that has three testimonials from your local neighbors. It's a thing. It's not a process. It's not an event. And so what do you find with those small businesses? They just don't know. They don't know that if they're going to put a sign out, that sign should have a QR code on it. And that QR code should drive into a landing page that should promote something that drives a call to action that then allows them to schedule off of it and grabs the information of the client by incentivizing them to put their name and phone number and what it is that caught their attention. Like that's a system.
Yeah. It's a structure. It's like, how do you combine the traditional world with the digital world and do something with it, right? Like those basic, put something like that on a flyer with a QR code that lands them on a place where they can see the information of that particular company, HVAC company, testimonials and so on. Like that would be something easy to execute on. But also, like, I can tell you the social media platforms would help you generate leads at a high volume of people that are interested in getting a free inspection of their air conditioning, just as simple as that. You know, there's certain things that happen in HVACs that if you wait too long, it's going to end up costing you a lot longer. You take those pain points or those like concerns that they might have, and you turn them into a lead that wants an inspection that eventually turns into a sale, right? Or something like that.
And most of these business owners, they think, oh, well, I'm not comfortable putting a phone up and doing my thing. What they don't realize is, like, people probably wouldn't want to see some traditional HVAC owner's mug. They'd rather see the daughter of the HVAC owner talking about what her daddy does.
Yeah.
It's like, there's so many hacks to creating content. If I was a business owner, I'm like, I'm not really comfortable with the camera, and I had a teenage daughter or son, I'd be like, hey, post something on why someone would want to work with your dad. They're going to do it in 2 seconds and give it to you. And then you're like, hey, don't take my word for it. Hear what my kids have to say.
That's right.
But it's literally like, there's so many different ways to make yourself present in the marketplace. Is there any other way to do it if you're not going to buy a main billboard on the main street that everyone is forced to drive down to? The only way is to be omnipresent through digital strategies. Would you
100%.
Agree?
100%. And it's also easy to execute on. Like, we have seen better performance on simple phone shot videos than on high production content, like what we have here around. Yeah. Just like you said, put your daughter to talk about what her daddy does for a living, and invite people to come in and be a part of it somehow. And as simple as that, it works really well.
You know, in Arizona, I was scrolling through Instagram, and one of the builders there, I didn't know who he was. He had all these postings of crazy stuff that they would do, right? And challenges they would have with the different people on his construction team. And it caught my attention, and I was watching it. And then the other thing that caught my attention is whenever they took a house that someone bought the land and wanted to destruct the house, they had a deal with the local SWAT team to come over and practice breaching homes. And they were recording it, right? And then they did their own spoofs on it. So they'd cut the SWAT guys coming in all geared up, ready to go. And then there'd be a cut to the dad, like holding the caulking gun and be like, what, you know, and it was just hilarious. But then all of a sudden they're dumping the house down. And I reached out and I said, this is some of the best content I've ever seen. I said, I've never worked with you guys. I don't know you. I just wanted to congratulate you. And of course they pinged me back saying, oh, we know who you are. And that's a huge compliment. Thank you. But the point is, it's like, you can do, if you're smart enough, you can create whatever attention you want. And if you're good about having someone like you be able to organize, because they could just send all those videos to a guy like you and you would say, don't worry about it. I'll turn it into 50 or 100 great pieces of content.
That's right.
And I don't think people know that can be done. You can move content around any way you want.
That's right. Well, that's how we do it with Brandon Dawson. Brandon is himself. Brandon is out there delivering seminars and workshops and masterminds and presentations and doing your thing. This is your day-to-day life. I don't have to have you sit down and talk to the camera. You're just being you. And from that, we take it and make you omnipresent and make you everywhere. And we reach lots of people. But I want to show you something practical. Joe, can you zoom in on this on my phone? I'm going to change the direction here for a second so you can see something here. So the Italian company, this is going to, you find this interesting, that Tom Cummings owns. It's called Italia Gas e Luce. You know, the one over here is called American Power and Gas. And this is a massive call center. Grant knows this place very well. This guy built a machine. Like, he's a sales monster. Like, this is what he specializes on. His job over here is in the call center to call in. They close maybe 1,000 accounts a day, give or take. And they call in 5 states because the energy is regulated here everywhere else except 5 states. So that's the market that they go after. New York, Massachusetts, Pennsylvania, and so on. And they spend the day calling people all day long, trying to get a person to pick up their bill and be willing to transfer the front-facing energy company and turn it into American Power and Gas. They do that all day long. So then they go to Italy. I'm talking about this because of the social media opportunity, okay? They go to Italy and they are trying to replicate the whole thing. Call center over there doesn't work. It doesn't work. It's different culture. They build a new model and it's a networking model. They say, you know what? The Italians, they're probably gonna do well making this a business opportunity. Let's build a networking marketing company. I don't know if you recall the company called Ambit over here in the USA. They're an energy company in Texas. They went super explosive, made a lot of money, multi-billion dollars, building a network. So based on that inspiration, they created that. And they've done quite well. But then we started doing a test several months ago. And we're like, you know what? The numbers are this. They have to pay every single energy account to come in through a networking system, $52 per account. That's what it costs them. So if you, Brandon Dawson, want to become an associate and you want your neighbors to sign up and get their bills transferred over and we go to the network, you can make money, right? You get paid $52 on average for every single account that you bring. So it's costing the company $52 per every single account, right? So we go to social media and we start getting accounts for pennies on the dollars compared to that. Look at this one. So he's paying, so you can zoom into this, right? So we spent $7,000 on this particular campaign and he's paying $24 per account created. Without talking to a human being, we are now going directly to them and saying, would you like to switch over to Italia Gas e Luce? We're gonna give you a $45 rebate to sign up today. Hey, and if you add your gas bill also, we'll give you another $30, 30 euros. And also you're gonna get a 25% rebate on your energy. Simple offer. The offer is not even that great. And we are converting people at $20, $25, $18, $12 without them having to ever talk to a human. So the networking concept is not that's still what it's built on, but the value of it now we saw this low-hanging fruit. Oh my God, we can go to social media directly. So we have all 60 million Italians that we can target because this particular company can accept residentials, commercials, landlords, or homeowners or tenants. It doesn't matter. We can go after everybody. So now we're scaling this. So we're trying to replicate this whole American Power and Gas concept, mm-hmm. but it's social media built without ever having to talk to a human.
Multi-economic model, multi-level.
So instead of having to have 150 people on the payroll calling, I'm gonna go straight to social media and convert them. And they're converting every day. Bah, 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 bah. And we're trying to crack that. That's how big the opportunity is. The people don't even realize. And they don't even need to brand. They're not trying to, let's do a branding campaign. Let's do some let's retarget people. No, we're going straight to
The one call cause.
That's right.
The one call cause. Social media.
That's right. A lot of opportunity.
Yeah, I mean, look, this whole business space, first of all, Grant says it's a contact sport, which is true. You got to make contact. And it's a sport where the more clear and concise and articulate you are in the beginning of the contact, the higher probability of a positive outcome you'll get. But it's so difficult to train people on how to talk and how to ask the right questions and how to actually move people through a cycle. So all of a sudden, if you can speed all that up by always having the perfect conversation, everything moves faster. And people want to do business with people they like. So if all of a sudden I feel like I can talk to an owner of a business versus 300 people removed, they're going to get a better result. So getting yourself in a position to where you have a representation in the marketplace, and then the advancement in tools coming out. This is the thing I think you and I both agree on that every small business doesn't understand. The advancements in the tools to help build and scale your business from presenting yourself in the market, but also the automation. We're in the process of a full-on development project for automating AI through the business process so that we have more data on small businesses than I think anybody has because we've engineered 1,000. I've got 14 years of research across all the different implications, breakpoints. So now what we want to do is we want to be able to have AI go out and start formulating your action steps in real time. And then once we program it for your business, it can start assigning your people within the company that you've assigned to actually do those steps. And then it measures the impact of them or it doesn't form. Imagine a world where your business in real time is getting curated across 30, 40, 50 things to optimize every day. And it's just showing your people to do this, that, or doing it for them. Would your business grow bigger, better, faster? Of course it would.
100%.
But if you're not paying attention to how to even understand your business and you're just winging it, you're going to be in big trouble. And I think that's with AI, you'll be out promoted, you'll be out operated, you'll be out recruited. People say, well, but it's shutting jobs down. Look, it's shutting down the mediocre jobs.
That's right.
They'll never replace remarkable people and the impact they can create on the business. AI is going to make them even better. But those businesses that are operating with mediocrity, they'll just assimilate all the people who want to operate with mediocrity, which then you really think about the lack of competitive advantage or disadvantage. So when people are thinking like, how do I blow my business up? I would say to the people listening to this or watching it, you want to be in proximity to people who are actively engaged with blowing their business up today in today's way of doing it. Not yesterday's, not a year ago, not 10 years ago. Listening to some talking head about how they built a business 10 years ago, it is not even going to be relative to what you need to do today.
Wow.
And you and I are playing in the sandbox of real live business owners today, every day, every minute, 24 hours a day. And we're watching businesses go from 10 million to 50 million to 100 million. And our businesses are doing that. So when I think about somebody watching or listening to this and saying, man, how do I get in the game? Well, you can work with Manuel or you can work with me because eventually if you're working with me, you're going to work with Manuel. Or if we're going to start with Manuel, you're eventually going to come work with me.
Vice versa.
So to me, what I'm really excited about now that I'm spending more time here is putting some planning together with you, integrating. We have several hundred businesses that we're actively managing their day-to-day operations, their growth strategies. And we are now getting ready to deploy marketing execution.
Wow.
Before we were just advising. And with all the activities and things you have going on and the fact that you've been helping me personally and you've been helping our company, I cannot wait to see what we're going to design together, especially 100%. With all the innovation you've been doing.
100%.
And I think we're both going to have, in our own rights, we're going to have unbelievable years this year. But I think by working together, we will multiply whatever success we're having individually. And you and I both are inviting anybody listening or watching this, pick a target, join us.
And I'm a strong believer in that, Brandon. Every step of the way, find those people around you that are winning and get close to them. Not because you want to take from them, but you want to give. And they actually open up doors for you along the way. It happens naturally. You know, like in your case, following you, being a part of your journey and on social media also, having to consume your content. I've probably listened to more content of yours than anybody here watching this. It is contagious. Just like being around the negative people is contagious, going to bring you down. Being around the winners, it's just going to bring you up. It's just the way it is. So proximity is important. Anybody that's watching this or listening to this, I'm going to say it again. In my opinion, I have interviewed a lot of people. I have been together. I have had incredible people around me. Brandon Dawson is that guy that I believe is the smartest guy I've ever met. So you should listen to him and follow him more. He's not the same personality as our friend Grant. Very different personality, that's for sure.
Yeah, yeah. Grant, I mean, the best thing that's ever happened to me is having Grant take me in under his wing and really teach me this whole social media promotion. You know, the guy is one of the most brilliant human beings I've ever worked with. And he can fool you because you see the promotion side of him, but what you don't see is the strategic side of him that I spend probably more time than any person in his lifetime has ever spent.
I believe it.
And what he's been able to help me understand and do, and then what I've been able to complement back to his enterprise, his organizations, it's been such a great relationship. And I think that's what you and I are stressing here to everybody listening or watching this is, for me, getting in Grant's room and having Anna Elena's room with Natalie and I and having them help shape our thinking, because you're doing follow as you're thinking. Right. And then getting into their ecosystem and then providing so much value to each other's lives. And now here we are with you and we're doing the same thing. And I would just say, if you don't have that person in your life, if you're listening to this, you're like, huh, I don't have any of those people in my life. It's because you're not being that person for somebody else. And I think that's the thing is, law of attraction is a real thing. It starts with intention. What is your intention? And then law of action. What are you moving towards? What are you pulling towards you? And then, wow, it's there. It manifests. It's attracted. And I think that if you want to attract into your life people that you're conquering with, that you love, that you can be friends with, and that you can trust, well, then you got to be that person for somebody else.
That's right.
And I think that's one of the things why you and I have been friends for the last 3 years and working together and business partners. And what I'm really excited about is what we're going to amplify together.
Amplified. And I'll take a line from my good friend, Brandon Dawson. What you think is what you say. What you say is what you do. And what you do becomes your legacy.
You want to know something that's crazy? You just said that. I've been saying this now. This is a sidebar, but might as well get it on camera. I've been saying this for 15 years.
15 years, let's go.
And then my brother Josh sends me this clip. That's Grant. It has to be like circa 2000.
Don't tell me he's saying that.
Listen to what he says. This is no kidding. Listen to this.
Choose to answer them in a certain way because you think about them in a certain way. You answer them the way you think. How you think causes what you say. What you say is what you do. And what you do creates production or lack of production, therefore a good or bad attitude.
Can you believe it? He says that.
He just missed the legacy part.
Yeah,
he missed the legacy.
But the point is, it's so insane. And that should be that, because like you quoted me.
Yeah.
I quoted Hector Lamarck. I have no idea Grant said this, 15 years ago. Here's the point. Success leaves clues. If you're speaking the way successful people, when I heard that, I'm like, of course, because that's the logical process to success. Whatever you're thinking about, you're going to do. Whatever you're going to do, or whatever you're thinking about, you're going to be doing. And whatever you're doing, people are going to see it, and that's what you're going to be known for. And so the question, law of attraction, is what are you thinking about? What are you talking about? What are you doing? And what are you known for? You're known for thinking big and executing hard and attracting the right things and hitting targets. Well, that's what you're going to be known for. Right. Or are you the guy that nobody knows is going to show up because they can't depend on you? That's another person that you'll be known for.
That's amazing.
Well, you're the guy that's always showing up. You take care of my stuff for me. You're growing the hell out of my social channels. You're a good friend. And I cannot wait for anybody watching or listening to this to see what we create over the next 3 to 6 months.
And we will. I've been trying hard, and we will. I'll continue. And by the way, we're running events together now, which is exciting. This event, we're going to do an event this year together, this month. And then I'll be at 10X in the front row, like always.
Let's go.
Like always. I'm in that front seat. I pay extra for that seat.
Yeah, good.
To be, again, why do I pay extra? Proximity.
To be in the front row.
I want to be close. I want to be close to the guys that are out there winning.
I'm Grant's partner, and every year I buy 2 seats in the front row. Because
do you?
Yeah, I do.
You buy them.
And if
just
I can't
like
use them, I put my dad up there. Well, of course, I buy him. Even though I'm his partner, I buy him just because I would have bought him if I wasn't his partner. I think that every year he's like, dude, why are you buying tickets? And I'm like, because if I wasn't your partner, I'd want to be here. And then I can put my family up there and not feel bad about it, right?
That's
because
right.
I don't want to use somebody else's seat.
That's right.
The point
hopefully
is,
they sit as close to each other. Last year we sat next to each other in the same row.
Exactly. I'm sure we will find each other.
I'm actually thinking 17.
Oh, wow.
14, 17
good
people.
For you,
everybody diamond tickets.
That's really good.
The front row, just me and the wife. But everybody else is getting diamond tickets.
That's awesome, dude. Well, thank you for having me. Yeah. Give me a tour, taking care of me today. Take care of all my social media and my marketing. And thanks for having me on your podcast.
Let's do things together. Mr. Brandon Dawson, you guys want to take your business to the next level, I would highly recommend following what this guy has to say and also exploring Cardone Ventures and what they put there together, because it is the smartest program I've ever seen for businesses. All right. So check the guy out. Brandon, where do they go if they want to check that out again? What is the website?
You run my social. I don't know. It's at Brandon M. Dawson or
I don't mean that. I mean for Cardone Ventures.
CardoneVentures.com.
CardoneVentures.com, so you can find out more. But yes, Brandon Dawson, you Google him everywhere, there's only one. The other Brandon Dawson's,
he's a basketball
relevant,
player. Well, there's one guy that I showed up to. I was in Singapore and I was told exactly where to meet this person. And they were giving us a private tour on behalf of the government. And I'm standing there, I'm watching this person walk around, looking all over the place. And then my phone rings. I see this person with the phone up to their ear and I'm like, hello. And they say, this is Brandon Dawson. I'm like, yeah. He says, I'm looking everywhere for you. I go, you're standing directly in front of me. He turns around, he looks at me and he goes, that doesn't seem right. I'm like, why? And he says, well, I Googled you. And he shows me the picture of the basketball player, this 6'8" black guy whose name's Brandon Dawson, but it's a E-N instead of O-N. And I had no social media presence. And so I was laughing. I go, that's funny. You're not the first person that's done that. Well, I was wondering why the whole time he was walking around looking up, trying to see where the tallest guy walking around was. And I was right in front of him the whole time. He never looked at me. So look, I'm the other Brandon Dawson.
Well, the white Brandon Dawson.
And
right?
Not 6'8".
And also way shorter, but you can miss him. You cannot miss Brandon Dawson on social media, all right? Check him out. Catch you soon. Thank you for tuning in to the Social Marketing Hour podcast. Brandon, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me on your show.